This is Roel Tweet on Rock Island. Back in the 1870s, steamboat passengers on excursions upriver from Rock Island used phrases like vivacious and voluptuous to describe Rosie. These were not your usual adjectives for a ghost, but then Rosie was not your typical ghost. Rosie had been one of the most popular exotic dancers on the Upper Mississippi excursion steamers. Men were taken with her beauty as well and her well-endowed figure. She could not only outdance any other woman on the river, she could sing as well. Her raven black hair was piled high on her head and crowned with a lace ribbon, and she always tried to give her admirers more than they asked for. On her last excursion in the summer of 1875, Rosie decided to give that audience a little something extra. High on life, and perhaps a bit of whiskey, Rosie took a graceful dancer's leap from the top deck of the boat down to the lower rail. She misjudged the distance, hit another rail, and was dead before hitting the water. But Rosie was not forgotten for long. Many men claimed they saw her ghost on the river dancing. Eventually, however, she was forgotten. Then, one summer night in 1941 near Port Byron, two fishermen were anchored near a small island when they heard the distant sound of fiddles. No other boats were in sight. Suddenly, one of them is reported to have said, "What in all that's holy is that? Looky, Steve, looky, out there on the water near that patch of pads. It's a doggone woman a-dancing along top the water." The two men rowed into Port Byron and shared their story in a bar. She had an old-fashioned costume, they said, and a lace ribbon in her hair. Not until then did they hear the story of Rosie and her misadventures back in 1875. My guess is that Rosie the dancer is still out on the water every so often. You might want to watch on calm summer evenings. An old cliché claims you can't take it with you. Full of life, Rosie the dancer may have been an exception. She certainly had plenty of it.
East-West River Fest continues until September 21st. A complete listing of dates, times, and locations is available at eastwestriverfest.com.